You're listening to Ben Davis Giants Football on WBDG, Indianapolis.
Hey, let's go! It's
going to be fourth down, last play of the game, barring a penalty.
It all comes down to this.
Open your action.
Victory will not be handed to you.
Tom Allen jumping up and down, getting everybody into it. One play.
Number one, Ben Davis Football is physical. Number one, Ben Davis Football is hit.
Who's going to go home?
All you seniors. Will you let this be taken away from you?
No, sorry.
No way.
You must go seize the
moment.
It's
going to come down to the signal. Touchdown, Ben Davis. Touchdown, Ben Davis. The Giants win.
I am honored every day to put on something that says Ben Davis Football. I am honored.
When you hit the door, you're a Ben Davis Giant.
This is Ben Davis. We're coming.
And hello, everybody. Welcome here to Inside Ben Davis Football, ladies and gentlemen, on a great Tuesday. I'm here with my co-host, Garrett Burkle, and the man himself that is back, Coach Man. How you doing?
Doing better. I'm glad Coach Speaks was able to step in and fill in last week. He probably asked about five times today about if he needed come back in to do it again today.
Indeed, Coach. Coach, you guys are coming off another win. I mean, great job for your team. I mean, you guys are stepping it up. We're getting close to the playoffs now, close to sectionals, and we just got some news from last week that you guys are going against Brownsburg, but you still got one more game upcoming ahead, and you guys is coming against North Central. You guys preparing. You guys played a pretty good game against North Central, 26-23, close game. We've seen that Tommy G got hurt. I mean, we hope he's okay. Isaiah Rogers came in, and he stepped up pretty good. So how did your thoughts on that game?
Well, the whole East Side over there, they're dangerous football teams. You Lawrence North, after our game a few weeks ago, they went out and they beat Warren on the exact same field. 7 days later, they put a running clock on Warren Central. Like we play LN game again, it's going to be a completely different game. If they play Warren again, it's going to be a completely different game. We play LC again, it's going to be a completely different game. That sectional is going to be a dogfight over there, and their record is not who they are. Some of their skill position and playmakers were not available. Number one, Ahmad Duff, I mean, he's got to be a seventh year playing. Like he contributed as a freshman, and he made plays as a freshman, and he's been doing this through our league playing football at a high level. And I haven't got to see him play baseball yet, but being able to be an Alabama commit as a freshman just tells you how fast and how special he is on the baseball field. So he missed a few games earlier. He came back, I believe, against Center Grove, and that's why that score then all of a sudden looked different, where people were like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, is Center Grove weaker now? No. The Huskies are a really, really tough team. So they had one player that didn't play, their quarterback, Luter, and making sure he's healthy for the playoffs. But walked on over there. There's a senior night, a lot of high energy over there. They're getting stronger and stronger, and we didn't take them lightly at all. We knew that there was a different team than what their record showed, and literally that section right there, like that's a dogfight between LCLN, Cathedral, and North Central. The fight that they still have as a unit right now. So real proud of walking out. It's a different environment. It's their senior night. A lot of juice there. It's one of those nights that, yes, you got to be able to win the cold weather game, the rainy game, the snow game, the hot game, the dead silent game, no one there, the fall break game. And when we walked out of the locker room with a little, 30-mile-an-hour wind, and we do like to spin the ball a little bit, it neutralized a lot of scores in the area. You know, like the HSCFC game was tight. Noblesville had Brownsburg tight. LN with 8 minutes to go was beating Center Grove. So it neutralized a lot of scores in the area. And when Thomas went down, he was 11 for 13, 140 yards, just busted on a 41-yard run. If that were an opportunity earlier in the year with, like, nice 65-degree weather, everybody healthy, and Zay pop out there, but you know, he had to go into a different environment there, and he came in just spun the ball nicely with the wind. It takes a lot of arm strength to do that. It commanded it, and it just left practice here to come join the show. And he this is his time. Like he's ready for this. So like as Thomas is out, he's fine. He's Coach Godkowski this week. He's learning. We got a new coach a few weeks ago, Coach Brown, Nylon Brown. So these guys have clipboards, they have practice plans, they're right there, and They came in and did a great job. And so I know I had them break down the team last week because that's a dogfight game, and that's very similar to some games that could happen in the playoffs too. Like 2019, Carmel made a run up in the north, and they had to start three different quarterbacks. So they had to do something. They literally started one quarterback, sectional one, sectional game two, they started another one. In the regionals, he got hurt, they put a third one in. Semi-state, the third one started, and he got hurt in the state game. So you've got to be talented and have depth, and the backups got to be ready to go with the game plan. So Zay came in and did his thing.
So, Coach, obviously, you know, Tommy G did went down, and, you know, kind of a follow-up on the Rogers question, you know, how good is it to have a guy, a backup like that, you know, again, could be probably starting at every other high school in the state. How good is it to have a guy like that on your team? You know, again, he got you into position you needed to score the football, was not able to punch it in there. But again, I think three or four field goals with him in, again, he led the field down. He was able to, you know, get in the red zone, be able to score. You know, just how impressive, you know, do you think he played?
That's a great question.
Oh, yeah. And then should we see him? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. No, but then, and then I know you probably can't comment on this yet, but should we expect him to, you know, get the starting nod on Friday?
And the way you led that, where the amount of coaches that came in and recruiting our guys in the spring, and then the area coaches asking about, you know, how are you going to keep both quarterbacks happy? What are you going to do? Like, and you're right. He could be, I think there's a 311 teams entering the tournament right now, and he could be probably started for 300 of them, 305 of them. Yes. But the football gods are shining on him. And like, this is what he did. And what he did for our program here was what he's doing now is what some of the seniors are saying on Saturdays as we talk and we finish our plyos with Coach Vanderbush is that twos have got to be ready and locked in on those game plans. And Samson Agile said last week on Saturday that the final drive against Carmel, shame on some of the people who went in because they misaligned or they didn't know exactly, and they are like 1Bs or they are 2s. And Zay was a perfect example for our program that the 2s need to know their every single thing. And it's not the cliche, next man up or whatever. You're like, you need, if you want to be a state championship team, if you want to have state championship detail, and if you want to navigate the 6A South and make a run at this thing, then when a hiccup or somebody who has played 98% of the snaps, like on the defense side or wherever it is, if there is a hiccup, that two comes in and there isn't a hiccup. He's right there, which means is a very humbling experience because you've got to know, you got to get your film time in and you got to be ready for it. And you get just a limited amount of reps during the week and then you didn't play that game. And then the sectional championship, same thing. And then all of a sudden in the regionals, here we are, you got to be able to step in and do that. So what he did was a great example for our program and said, like, give me the ball and he was good to go. Now, the next part is like with, this is a time where anybody who saw the hit, like Thomas with the head hitting the turf like that, yes, Thomas is out this week. And that's an answer that I will never, ever give, ever, ever, ever. Like, especially if there's any, if you could hold that to your vest. But it's just the perfect opportunity now. Zay, let's go. Let's get you a full week of preparation. All you, how is our office going to look? And like right now, what I'm saying is any type of game that's in the playoffs, if this were the scenario, like let's design, let's say that your voice, get your demand, your command of the office where you are the one that's leading things at your junior. And you might have to yell at a senior now, like Thomas is a senior, going at a senior, you know, like, and he did today. He did an excellent job. Like he was the pattern, the pace, he did a great job with it. So, like, Zay's floor Friday. And, that's as we go further, we're all good. We're all healthy. Everybody's we're full strength.
Yes, sir.
Coach, I want to go a little bit on the defense. And last week, you guys really struggled on the defending, the passing defending end. You guys let up 313 passing yards. And, man, Lawrence Central killed you guys out in the air, but also came in with a run game too. Any thoughts on that?
Did it get to 313? Goodness, that seems a little high. Okay, but no, they there's a an offense coordinator over there, Coach Green, and his offense is he's done, and he's heard this compliment from me many times. There's a mutual respect for what we do. We've had some battles, and our first battles against each other were, well, I was the defensive coordinator at Warren Central, and he came in as the offensive coordinator at LLC. And there was a gentleman at a clinic one time that called him, oh, you're just an online coach. And I made sure, like right there, I said, hold on. That man is an offensive coordinator. Like, he literally, his offense is different than others. And Coach Sumner and I literally, Coach Sumner, our defensive coordinator, went to him and talked to him briefly after the game, shook his head, and just said, you are a nightmare to defend. You are very, very scary to defend. And or the receivers or the speed, and the that sophomore quarterback who actually started against us last year, he's getting stronger and stronger. He's going to be a nightmare as a junior and senior. And number one is a weapon. I mean, he is a cheat code. Like, Ahmad Duff is he's fun to watch. He's electric. And if you blink, he's gone. And so that was a big play early. But he does a nice job. But there's some schemes that he runs that you could tell he, if he sees something on a Saturday, like when I was watching college football, he's like, man, that's open. And he will just creatively put it into their offense. And it's not like we just do what we do. He continues to evolve, and he continues to evolve his formations, and he just applies pressure all over the field, and he applies pressure fast too. So he's a great offensive coordinator. He's pretty organized, pretty clean, that is part of the reason why there's some passing yards potentially in that game. 313, was that what they got to? Man, goodness. At that last drive, we were gave up some passing yards there, making sure that they were eating up some clock there. So let's keep that one a little lower for the playoffs.
So, Coach, earlier on in the season, you said that you were kind of disappointed in how your punt and special teams unit, you know, was kind of doing. Excuse me, not your punt unit, but your punt return unit, your kickoff return unit. You weren't very happy with how, you know, they were at that point in the season. Now, coming on the last few games, I think you finally found some consistency in it. Elijah Price last game had a 75-yard kickoff return and a 31-yard punt return, had a couple big plays there. And then, I mean, even Cam Morrison had a couple kickoff returns for 31 yards. So, again, you're starting to find some stability there. How important is that? And then, again, how have you felt like they've performed, you know, maybe not again last week, but then, you know, in the fall, in the a few weeks before that as well. Yeah.
You know, it's like you might have been in our Sunday staff meetings the last 2 weeks. The detail and the yardage that could be won or lost in November, that's a great detail. That there's a lot of first downs there, catching punts. There's a lot of hidden yardage in the game. As the season goes on, legs, sometimes if a kicker is kicking it to the goal line, kicking it to the 2 yard line, by the end of the season, you know, like everybody's body's breaking down a little bit and getting a hair weaker. If you're not kicking it out of the back of the end zone at the beginning of the year, then you're probably touchbacks are a little bit harder to come by, and then it gets colder and it's like windier. So this is where it gets exciting. So a lot of the kicks of a certain area kickers aren't going to be touchbacks. So these are plays that are big, especially to navigate the playoffs. And so the returns are nice to see, and the scheme has been there, but the opportunities to get going on it wasn't happening early. Fortunately, one of them was a shutout, so we only had one kickoff that game, and it was a pop kick to begin the game, and we never got to have another kickoff that game. Game one, it was a many touchbacks for Moeller. The Moeller kid was, they had like three kids that were kicking it in pregame on the back of the end zone or 5 yards deep in the end zone. IMG put 11 guys coming down just screaming, so it had been a while till we actually got to, okay, I'd like to have a program that week five with Damon Shanklin doing a bunch of like surprise on sides and line drives. It's now finally we're having balls go up in the air, being able to catch them like Allen kicked it deep to us, and it just kind of tracking ahead here. North Central kids put in between the five and the goal line. This is where a lot of hidden yardage there, a lot of guys that could get creative and. It is nice to see the coverage that we had. Our kickoff team is, even though there are two scores against them, it is a very exciting unit. And they have figured out how much juice they bring it on a game. And Ben, he could get the touchbacks if he's got, even if he's got just a hair wind or whatever. But it gets a little crazier in November. The weather changes a little bit. So what he is a weapon is accurate with his field goal kicking. Not gonna wait here like that continues throughout the playoffs, and a lot of times when you ask a kicker to kick, okay, I need to hear, and they say, yes, they're going to kick it there. They're going to kick, I got you, coach. I went in on that zero over there. And it's probably about 25 yards away from what we just discussed. And with Ben, it's like he's got a chippy, he's got a pitchy wedge, and he puts it right where you need to put it. And so he's very skilled with his legs. So coverage-wise on kickoff and punt, doing a nice job. And then the return game, it is nice. The offensive coordinators enjoy it, especially with the one that went to the 17-yard line with Elijah Price. Almost broke it the whole way. Next play, touchdown. So it's a really it's a relief for offensive coordinators as well.
Coach, before we end off with this section against LN, I mean, we're coming to the near of the season. You guys are doing pretty great. 7-1. You guys are mid-champions. That's what you wanted, but, you know, what you really want this year is that state championship. You know, what do you think you guys can – what's the final push throughout this rest of the season?
There could be a possible share for the mid-championship. We'd have to win on Friday. And because of Indiana – high school football and Indiana high school basketball, everybody makes a tournament. Yes, it is nice for schools and athletic programs for that MIG championship. But what I've shared with our staff and our team, and if that's what you're looking to collect, and like, what are you looking for all off season? You know, like, oh, we want to win that MIG championship. Like, if you set your goal there, you're not reaching high enough. That's not why you do this. You know, we all enter the tournament, and at the end of one season, and when we lost on October 28th last year to Brownsburg, our state championship path and our state championship goal began right then. You have 1 week off, and Coach Simmons got us in the weight room on November 7th. We had 10 workouts before Thanksgiving, but the thing that we're battling is Center Grove and Carroll. They were practicing and they were playing games in the Cathedral and Brownsburg and Warren and HSC. That those guys made deep runs, and their football players were getting better and better and stronger, and they we were done. Our gear was turned in. So we had 10 workouts, and I share with our guys on Monday. I said, I want to let you know that we checked all of our attendance of everything, just like making sure. And I went through those of you that have actually substantially started it. I just want to let you know that just wanted to peek last night before coming to practice. Every one of you went 10 for 10, 9 for 10. Some went 8 for 10, which means that they put this work in for now 11 months. So, yes, maybe a MIG championship. Is that what you wanted? Is that what we're working for? But, yes, it is nice. It is it's a very difficult conference to win, but it's a lot more fun to win it the second time and when you have to take on the MIG teams and win the second game against them. So, yeah, we've set that goal there, and so have a lot of the 6A teams here coming in November.
All right, then. Well, we're going to take a quick one-minute break here on Inside Ben Davis Football, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be right back.
Thanks to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Baer with eXp Realty offers services such as analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Baer of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support.
What makes essential workers essential?
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
Essential workers help our nation run. You're in every corner of our country and come from all over the globe. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. Visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Now back to Inside Ben Davis Football, presented by Baer Realtor.
And welcome back to Inside Ben Davis Football, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Elijah Ennis, with my co-host, Garrett Burkle, and with head coach of your Ben Davis Football Giants, Coach Mann. So we just came back from our first section of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're on the second part, coming against North Central, who's this season has not been looking so well. They're 0-8 on the season. You know, they lost every conference game in the MIG. I mean, people should think like, oh, this should be an easy game for Ben Davis. But, you know, Coach Mann is never in the doubt of mind, always prepare for a plan and bringing something in. So, Coach, what's the game plan this year, this week?
Now, this is the record does show 0-8, and last year at this time, it was kind of the same situation where with North Central going into week 9. But I'll tell you, just watching them on film, that's not the same type of team. And you could tell Coach Hart, who is the son of Brownsburg's head coach, John Hart, and he's a state champion quarterback at the 5A level a few years ago when he played for his dad at Warren Central. And he, they're fighting. And they're actually, you could tell that there's a little I don't know. I mean, I used to teach there in the past. He's like way back there, and I used to have people I would be in touch with, and then I'd know and have a vibe and juice. And I don't know. I haven't really reached out to anybody, but you could just tell the program's fighting, and they're all in together right now. And they're only going to get stronger and stronger. And you would think an 0-8 team would be complimented as well like it is right now, but you look at that Carmel score. You look at the they were fighting with Warren there last week. Now this is a game that. Like our IMG game that we had, where everybody knows that that was like the biggest game of the year. Very difficult to come back to your. I know that's not our rival or anything. It was unfortunate that our rival was the next week. But when Lawrence North and Lawrence Central play against each other, so much emotion, so much into that game. So when HSC and Fishers play against each other, so much emotion, so much into that game. The following week, it's very difficult to get a bunch of teenagers, like 16, 17-year-olds, like, hey, all games are the same. And a Pike-North Central game has that juice a lot. It used to be earlier in the year, but Pike-North Central sitting there, like the Township Line game that they have up there, so that's something that he'll have to battle. This is the first time he'll have to battle that here. And they had that sectional draw against a Cathedral. So they're fighting. So like they are a feisty group. They're not at this point last year, they had some players that sat out the last game and they kind of moved forward. Like they didn't have fight in them and they just had a key injury. This is going to be a little different game this time than it was last year.
Coach, you were a former defensive coordinator at North Central. Just kind of talk about your time spent there.
Oh, well, it started actually in January. I'd actually student taught at Eastwood in the fall, and I student taught at Pike, and I walked into a phone call right before Thanksgiving break and started in January as a developmental algebra teacher. They needed a position fill for the spring, and I guess the audition worked out well enough that I was able to get a teaching job there for the following year. And I was actually in the math area of the hallway. I was in the social studies department area, so like a bunch of social studies teachers. And at that time, the head football coach there was a few classrooms down from me, Rick Strife. And Rick Strife, I'd never formally met him yet, but just about 4 years earlier in 1998, I went against him. Like he was the head coach at Cathedral and played the state championship against him. So just one day, probably the third day, like after school, just went down, walked in. And I remember when I walked in, he's like, I was wondering how long until you come down here. He's like, before I even introduced myself, he's like, Coach, I'm going to possibly have a wide receiver's job open here in about 2 weeks. And I was like, yes, I was going to take whatever possible, but like and I ended up was a wide receivers coach there for the first 2 years. We had it was an outstanding coaching staff. Everybody who was on that coaching staff either became a head coach or moved on. The defensive staff had Coach Mormon, Coach Kenny, Coach Fishers that just took over his third program right now. Coach Shelton ended up becoming the head coach of North Central. Paul Logan was over there, the legendary Paul Logan. Coach Strife went over back to Cathedral later, won 6 more state championships. On our offensive side, Kevin Kreinhagen was our offense coordinator. He ended up later becoming the head coach of North Central. Coach Comer was our offensive line coach. He's up at Westfield, and he's got himself a few state championships and state runner-ups. It was a great staff to learn from, too. Really, really tight-knit, really, really close, too, because we all kind of lived up there in that area. So those were the first 2 years before I jumped over there on that defensive side of the ball. And became the defense coordinator over there. But yeah, there was 7 years there. There's a 3 different head coaches I worked for there before moving over to Lawrence Central.
Coach, I want to talk about an upcoming player for you guys who's been having a great. He started off slow during the beginning, but after that, between that IMG game and up to we are now, he's been having a great season. I want to talk about Tariq Oyesigi. You know, he's been covering that middle field and protecting the run. Very outstanding this season. You know, you want to talk about him a little bit.
Oh, Tariq he's got a lot of things going on too. He also scooped up the homecoming king, I guess. I was not out there for that, but I guess that's the rumor. He won that award. Kyle Nudrow wrote a nice piece on him on the Indy Star. There's some unsung heroes that, yes, maybe the Thomas Gatkowskis and the Nyland Browns get, and the Mark Zacharys get a lot of the publicity when Ben Davis football is talked about. But, you know, he did his research, and he wrote about both of our linebackers, Drew Evans and Tariq Owusu-Aigi. And those guys had to take on a little bit different role when Nyland, was on for the Warren game. And since then, these guys have I think he did his research. There's like 4.5 sacks since then. There have been three interceptions. There have been tackles for losses. I think that combined they have 27 solo tackles. And Tariq's role really changed because of where his view was the last few years and where his angles were and his reads were. So that is a good question, like where he now the game is different where he is and the vision is. It's like, I've seen football coming at me from this side. Now it's coming at me this way. So it also gives us depth for and creative depth for the playoffs because, like I said, in the first segment, everything's going to be good. Everything's good for us personnel-wise as we head into further games. So Tariq, he's put the work in, though. Like, this isn't just something like he just randomly is getting the success now. No, he's put in his time, and he's coming in. Like, he started last year, and I guess he was in the mix before I got here as a sophomore. So, no, Tariq deserves anything that's coming his way right now.
Coach, North Central, obviously, as Elijah said, are 0-8, but again, at that, they're a very good 0-8 team. Who are some guys you're looking out for on the game on Friday?
Well, personnel-wise, they have a quarterback that started there before. He's got some experience there. Just kind of watching the fight, I actually clicked over as a staff when we are done with our staff meeting. I kind of slide back into the role that I had last year as an assistant on the defensive side. And so usually my eyes are looking at offensive personnel, but I wanted to kind of get a full feel for them. They have some good looking kids on the defensive side as well. They had a corner last year that was really, really special. But they seem to be organized, seem to be clean. They seem to be they have a DN that's very tall, it's just like a lot of the other ones that we played against too. You could tell he's got football in him too. I asked a coach on our staff who was at North Central last 6 years, Coach Mark Brown. Left North Central and Washington Township, and he joined us here in Wayne Township, and his wife, who is in Wayne Township as well. And so he knows a lot of that personnel. So he's provided those answers. Then that part is where I should have brought him in, and where he could have given you the whole roster and what he knows. But they have some experienced pieces coming back. And so what it is like is it's not like there's not body language out there. There's not pouting out there. There's not like a confusion out there. So you could tell that they're all in playing hard for Coach Hart.
Coach, I want to dive in into the playoff bracket.
Now, I can tell by your smile that this might be something that you were moving forward possibly for the different. This is a third segment of the show. I could just tell by the grin on your face that this might be something you just wanted to flip the page to. But go ahead.
So we've seen that you guys is matched up against Brownsburg. This is another home game for you guys in the sectionals. This is pretty big. I got in phone calls from a Brownsburg student of mine, Jason Brown.
He gets a little shout out too. Good for his kid. All right,
Jason Brown. Not too long ago, called me. He said, "Yep, we're ready to beat Ben Davis." All that stuff you guys was talking. I'm like, man, I think Coach Man gonna be ready. I think the guys are gonna show out this year. I don't think they want to repeat. They want to move on.
I think you're trying to hype up a game here on October 27th. It sounds like you the sectional draw has happened, and then we've drawn Brownsburg, huh? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of people who are up in arms about it depends on what ranking you look at, the coaches poll, the computer polls, all this. And us having to play first, all that, and is that this place? Is that inevitably the teams we're maybe potentially going to play? They'd have to survive their first round games. There's only four teams in the sectional, so it's us having to play first, us having to play second, a detail that, okay, it doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. So, yes, it'd be a disservice to football if we, as a program, 100% talked or thought and looked at that, like, because the Harts, as a family, they can coach football. Like, Derek Hart, who is here at North Central, this Friday, he took an Illinois team to the state championship 2 years ago, Kankakee over in Illinois. His son has won a state championship, not his son, but his older brother, who was his offense coordinator at Warren Central, has won a state championship down south of Gibson Southern and has had a Mr. Football winner, you know, like 2 years ago. Brady Allen, I believe I said his name right, went to Purdue. Great looking. So, like, dad has won a state championship at two different high schools. These guys know it can win football. It can, I think he's at like 343 wins. And he's won a state championship at Evansville Rights and won a state championship at Warren Central. And they their coaching staff is a very strong coaching staff. So yeah, there are probably some people who would carefully watch what's said here, like and are in the lab working for that game. But they have their work cut out this week if they want to win that ACC or not a share for the title. They have to. They're going to be battle tested with HSC this weekend, so they have a tough week 9 opponent, and so there's some of the other schools too, like our 6A, like Cathedral and Center Grove, that they have a dogfight they have to do this week, and Christian Brothers and Warren Central and Carmel and LN or Carmel LC, LN Pike. A lot of people have some dogfights here, and this Avon's got Noblesville, so a lot of people have a week 9 game before they can turn their focus to this segment 3 of the sectional game.
Nothing, Garrett?
No, I agree.
Garrett's got a grin over there. You like he would love to carry on having an extra part of the show. But no, the show and the release of the sectional opponents, it's great. It's awesome. It was done. But the 6A, we all have a bye week, so we all finish up now, and then next week. It's how we all manage our fall breaks, we all manage the bye week, and we all prepare for that week 1 game.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great episode. We're happy, excited for Coach Mann to come back. I mean, they have an upcoming game this week against North Central, ladies and gentlemen. That will be at 7 o'clock this Friday, the 13th, at 7 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. On the call will be me as your play-by-play analyst, and
Jackson White.
Jackson White will be with me, ladies and gentlemen. It will be me, Elijah Ennis, and Jackson White on the call at 7 o'clock on the 13th. And boys, Ben Davis Giants are ready to play this Friday, so thank you for listening to Inside Ben Davis Football. I'm here with my co-host, Garrett Burkle, and head coach of the team, Coach Russ Mann. And I'm your host, Elijah Ennis. And this is Farewell and Bye. Have a good day.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.